Welcome back. Today we're building a drum and bass template in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices, and focused on one thing, speed without chaos. If you've ever opened a blank Live set, got excited, laid down a sick 8-bar loop and then 2 hours later you're buried under random tracks named Audio 17, clipping the master, and sidechaining the wrong thing, this lesson is the fix. Our goal is a reusable DNB template that opens and basically says, cool, you want to write, everything's already in place. Alright, open Ableton Live 12 and start a brand new live set. Step 0, set your session defaults first, before you add anything. Set the tempo to 174 BPM, that puts you right in the classic DNB zone, like 170 to 176. Keep the time signature at 4/4. Turn the metronome off by default. Once DNB drums are in, you usually don't need it. And here's a small but important preference that saves you headaches. Go to Preferences, Warp and Launch, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. DNB uses a lot of audio loops and breaks, and Auto Warp can mangle them. You want to warp intentionally. Now save immediately. Name it DNB Template V1. Seriously, save now, because templates evolve. You're going to tweak this over time and you want versions. Next, Track Layout. This is where the template starts paying you back. Create groups in this order, top to bottom, drums, bass, music, FX, vocal or Foley, optional but super handy, and then a reference track, one audio track, routed to the master, but keep it muted. This ordering is not aesthetic, it's tactical. In DNB, you'll spend most of your time on drums and bass, so keep them at the top where your eyes and hands live. Now color code, because your brain processes color faster than text when things get busy. Make drums red, bass purple, music blue, FX orange, vocals green, reference gray. If you already have a color system, use yours. The point is consistency. Quick coach tip. Make your template decision light. You're not trying to build the perfect mix. You're trying to remove tiny decisions that interrupt momentum. So name tracks by role, not by what sample you use today. A clean naming system is like a map. For example, DR kick, DR snare, bass sub, bass mid, moo pads, FX riser, REF track. It looks boring. It's secretly powerful. Now let's build inside the drums group. Create tracks for kick, snare, closed hats, open hats or ride, perk or tops, drum break, and then a lane for parallel drum processing if you want it later. We'll also do our heavy parallel stuff as a return, so you've got options. Kick first. Make it an audio track if you typically use one-shot kick samples. If you like layering, use a drum rack. Either is fine. On the kick, at EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz, just a clean rumble you can't hear, but your limiter definitely can. If the kick feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6. Keep boom at 0 for now. In DNB, the sub usually provides the weight, and extra boom on the kick can fight your bass. Damp to taste, just to tame harshness. Now snare. Make it an audio track. At EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. You're making room for kick and sub. If you need more crack, a gentle boost around 2 to 4K can help. If it's dull, a touch of air around 8 to 12K. Then drum bus again. Drive around 3 to 8. And transients. Plus 5 up to plus 20, but be careful. Too much transient boost can turn the snare into a click. Now hats. Closed hats and open hats or ride as separate tracks. On each, EQ8 with a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Hats don't need low end. Optionally add saturator with soft clip on and just 1 to 3 dB of drive. You're going for a little brightness and density, not distortion. Perk or tops next. This is your shuffle and your roll. Put it on audio or a drum rack, depending on how you like to program. We're not adding grooves yet. Keep the template clean. Later, you can pull grooves from the groove pool per track. Now the drum break track. This is your jungle layer, even if you're making modern rollers. A quiet break underneath can add glue and movement that's hard to fake with only one shots. Add EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Optional. Add redux and downsample just a bit for grit. Keep it subtle. If you notice it too much, it's probably too much. Then add glue compressor, attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. This is for cohesion, not squashing. Now step 3. Processing on the drums group itself. At EQ8 first, high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. Pure cleanup, then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so transients still punch. release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. Then a saturator, very subtle. Analog clip mode, drive 1 to 2 dB, soft clip on. Here's the teacher note, keep groove processing light in a template. If you build a template that already sounds finished, you'll force every future track into the same tone, and you'll fight it constantly. A template should be a helpful starting posture, not a creative prison. Okay, bass section time. Inside the bass group, we'll build three lanes, sub, mid or res, and a bass resample track. Sub is a MIDI track, load operator, set oscillator at sign, classic, clean, translates in clubs, set the envelope, attack at 0, decay short like 0.2 to 0.6 seconds or to taste, sustain depending on whether you want held notes, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds to avoid clicks. If you hear clicking, don't panic, it's usually envelope edges, not bad sound. On the sub-chain, EQ8 with a low pass around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on how much mid-bass you plan to use. Then saturator very gently, like 0.5 to 2 dB, soft clip-on. Then utility, width to 0%, mono sub, always. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes, stereo sub that disappears on big systems. Keep it centered and controlled. Now the mid or res track, another MIDI track, load wave-eatable. For a quick res-ish start, use a saw-based wave-eatable, add unison 2 to 4 voices, detune a little and use a low-pass 24 filter with a bit of drive. Then add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff. Try 1/4 or 1/2 note rate so it moves with the groove. On the mid-chain, EQ8, high-pass around 80 to 120 Hz to leave the true sub-zone clean. Add auto-filter so later you can map cutoff to a macro for quick tonal moves. Add saturator with more drive than the sub, like 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. And for that OTT-style punch, use multiband dynamics. Use it cautiously. It's famous for making DNB bass sound huge and also famous for destroying dynamics if you lean on it. If you load a preset, back it off. Start with depth around 20 to 40%. Optional sound design extra for thickness. Add chorus ensemble before filtering. Very subtle. Slow rate. Low amount. Then tiny filter movement. Even a 2 to 5% shift over a phrase makes it feel alive. Now, the bass resample track. Make an audio track. Set audio from to the bass group. Post effects. This is huge in DNB. Resampling is how one bass becomes 10 moments. Fills, chops, call and response, reverse tails, glitch edits, everything. Arm this track when you want to print. Name it something obvious like B-Day resample so you actually use it. Next, return tracks. These are your mix glue and your instant vibe, and they save time because you're not inserting reverbs on every track. Create 4 return tracks. Return A, a short drum room. Use hybrid reverb, small room. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, so the room doesn't muddy the lows. Keep return effects at 100% wet, always. You control amount using sends. Use this mainly for snare and claps, and tiny amounts on hats. Return B, long Atmos reverb. Hybrid reverb again, decay 2 to 6 seconds, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Add EQ8 after if it gets harsh around 2 to 5k. This is for pads, effects, and occasional snare tails. Return C, delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/4 or dotted 1/8. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Use echo's filters to roll off lows and soften highs so it sits behind the mix. Return D, parallel dirt. This is your aggression without destroying your core transients. Put saturator into drum bus into EQ8. On saturator, drive it hard, like 5 to 10 dB, because it's parallel. On drum bus, drive 5 to 15. Then EQ8 to shape it. Usually cut low end so you're not smearing bass, and focus the energy in mids and highs. Extra coach trick. Try filtering before distortion for cleaner parallel dirt. Put an EQ8 before the saturator, cut lows hard, then distort, then EQ after to tame harsh bands. That way your parallel return adds bite, not mud. Now sidechain, step 6. DNB needs kick clarity and bass movement. Use the compressor, beginner friendly and reliable. Add a compressor on the sub and on the mid or res. You can also put it on pads if they're stepping on the groove. Enable sidechain. Choose the kick as the sidechain input. Start settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 0.1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. The key is consistency. Always use the same kick as the sidechain source in your template, so you're not hunting inputs every session. Now gain staging and headroom. This is where beginners accidentally ruin their own mixing decisions. Set yourself up so the template never starts clipped. Aim for individual drums peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Bass group also around minus 10 to minus 6 peaks. And keep your master peaking around minus 6 while writing. To make this easy, add utility at the end of each group. Drums, bass, music. Leave gain at 0 dB by default, but it's there to trim fast. Also, having a mono button ready is a great habit for quick checks. Now arrangement markers. Switch to arrangement view and add locators so you're not staring into the void. Add locators for intro, build, drop A, breakdown, drop ear variation, and outro. Typical rolling DNB phrasing is super predictable in a good way. Intro 16 to 32 bars, drop a 32 bars, breakdown 16, drop B 32, outro 16. These locators turn writing into filling sections instead of wondering what happens next. Optional arrangement upgrade that's amazing. Make blank MIDI clips as phrase lanes. Create empty clips for drums, bass, music. Name them like drop a drums, drop a bass. When you start a track, you're filling containers. It's weirdly motivating. Another upgrade. An energy automation track. Create a MIDI track named Energy. No instrument. Use it only for automation moves, reverb rises, filter opens, distortion send pushes, break level. This keeps you from hunting automation across 30 tracks later. Now master chain. Keep it light. Template safe. Not loudness war ready. Put an EQ8 if you want. High pass at 20 Hz. Then glue compressor. Super gentle like 1 dB gain reduction max. Then a limiter with ceiling at minus 1 dB. Purely to prevent accidental clipping while sketching. If you write into a slammed master, you will make bad balance decisions. So don't. Now add a reference workflow that actually helps. On your reference track, add utility and set it up so you can quickly turn the reference down by 6 to 10 dB. Reference tracks are often louder. If you don't level match, you'll think the reference sounds better just because it's louder. Map that utility gain to a key or knob if you want. Before we save the template, one more live 12 workflow tip. Browser tagging. Take 10 kicks, 10 snares, 10 hats, 10 breaks that you actually like, and tag them. Add a few operator sub presets and a few wave-eatable mid-bass presets. Make a DNB favorites collection. This is the difference between staying in the flow and getting stuck scrolling mid-drop. Okay, save as a template. Clean the set. No random clips. No accidentally arm tracks unless you want one armed by default. This audio version is shortened for playback.